Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
The year is 2002.
I graduated 8th grade.
Fake lesbian Russian duo Tattoo had us speeding 200 kilometers an hour in the wrong lane.
Nikki McKibben ruined Kelly Clarkson's winning song on the finale of American Idol. A moment like this. Awful. Ruined the entire year.
Thanks for bringing that up. Mandy Moore starred in the Academy Award snubbed A Walk to Remember.
What a song. And Mariah Carey worked out in heels on MTV's Cribs.
Oh, yes.
Hey, I'm T. Kyle.
Hey, I'm Bradley Stern.
This is our new brand. Yeah, no.
No, that's not going to work.
Hey, I'm T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley Stern.
And this is It's Britney, Bitch.
A podcast for stans.
By stans.
Dedicated to 20 years of the living legend, Britney Jean Spears. Yes, the year is 2002, and we are continuing on from the reign of the Britney era. This is an action-packed year.
It is.
Even without an album.
Yes, like 2001, this was a very action-packed. So many things happened in 2002. The Britney era kind of spilled over.
Sure did.
Into the entire year.
Kept on going. The lead-off of this year, of course, continuing on from the kickoff of 2001, is the Dream Within a Dream tour.
Oh, one of the best.
Now we can finally discuss it in full.
Sponsored by HBO.
Sponsored by HBO. And what was her other sponsorship for a long time? It was Polaroid and Got Milk, I think.
Skechers. Those ads were a slay.
They were. So, Dream Within a Dream tour. We did not attend.
No.
No, we didn't.
How unfortunate is that?
Very unfortunate. I believe it is her best tour visually.
Yes.
And conceptually.
Mm-hmm.
I'm biased because I didn't go to this one, so I have another favorite tour in general, but this is, I think, her peak.
Yes.
The zenith.
And this is her first major primetime.
Yes.
Special.
First special with that commercial that kicked it off.
Mm-hmm.
Dressed as Elvis Presley.
Catsuit.
Very much a premonition-y of what was to come in Vegas.
I love when she's like, thank you. Thank you very much.
The
photo, the outfit,
mm-hmm.
just, it's like a, it's very overprotected.
Yes.
What would we call that?
We would call
it's
that
kind of a cat suit, but it's all, it's full. It's a bell bottom.
Yeah.
Bell bottom cat suit.
Disco Elvis. Gay Elvis.
Yeah.
Gay Elvis. Like that. Okay. Yeah. Gay Elvis.
Basically a gay Elvis.
Gay Elvis.
She was serving in the ads.
Yeah.
She was serving in the commercial.
She was.
And it was just the best.
Yeah. So the Dream Within a Dream tour, it was captured twice in the HBO special and in Stages, her book/DVD. An interesting, her first for the record moment,
mm-hmm.
her first behind the scenes look that was a little bit, not darker, but like had a different tone than that sort of like peppy MTV, like everything's perfect.
The cracks opened up a little bit.
Yeah. It was very, very telling. But before we get into that, we can talk about the actual tour itself. Favorite memories of the tour without having seen it?
The DVD.
The DVD was a great one. Yeah.
Love my memory of the DVD. I have watched this DVD probably 14,000 times.
Yeah.
And it never gets old. Every part of it is just the best. It has all of these really weird but funny actress moments in between all the songs. And it has all the interludes. I'm trying to think of what my favorite... I mean, it kicks off with Oops, I Did It Again.
It does.
Pretty epic.
With the Wheel of Death.
Yes.
She comes in hanging from a metallic wheel, does a little spin on it, and gives us a very edgy rock version of it.
Yep. But
very
also
cool
the actual intro.
The actual
is very
with the woman.
Concept-y.
And
yes.
The lantern.
Yep, climbing up. And then like all those weird things climbing up the MGM.
All
and she
foreshadowing
jumps off
what
the
was
building.
To come. Yeah. for shattering the tree in Vegas.
Mm-hmm. And that weird little alien fairy. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And he like went all auto-tune-y. We need to like deep dive into what the hell all of that meant.
Yeah, there's imagery anything? That needs to be unpacked to this date. She gave us a lot of clues. It's a scavenger hunt, and we're still figuring out what she was telling us.
Right.
It was but very to me, surreal.
That was always, this is like, to me, when I think of Britney and tours and live shows, it's always been about the production with her.
Yeah.
And so this was really over the top.
It was.
Everything was over the top.
Water, pyro, fire.
Mm-hmm.
All of it.
Strings, ropes.
Strings, ropes, mirrors.
Yes. Tinfoil, jackets.
Jackets.
The outfit for Stronger is hideous.
Okay.
I just want to point that out. Where it looks like neon splooge like everywhere. Yeah.
I think it's an edgy, interesting choice. Yeah. If we're doing fashion photo review right now, I'll toot it. So I love the Dream Within a Dream tour so much. In fact, fun fact, my senior year yearbook quote is Edgar Allan Poe's, "All that we see or seem is but a dream within a dream."
Oh my God.
Specifically because of Britney.
Literally this.
It's like, it was the perfect way to be like, I'm a Britney stan, but I don't want to like outright say it.
And I pay attention in English class.
Yeah.
Smart.
Just to be an asshole, I made it a little more literary.
Wow.
Yeah. Dream within a dream. Senior year quote. Look it up.
Oh my God. Another highlight of this for me is the music box.
Yes. Ballerina-y?
Yeah. It's like, it's, so it starts out with a little girl.
Yeah.
With that little, you know, I want to be like some, whatever she says.
Yeah.
Which we got a little bit of at some performance the year before. She did.
Yes.
Like the same girl. Like, remember how we're talking about how it's like the same dancers, the same people. Like, this is very much, they were there all through 2001, 2002.
Yeah.
And it's like this really like little girl has big dreams. Mm-hmm. And then Britney literally comes out of a music box and she's the ballerina dancer
she's
in the
like,
middle.
I'm here.
Spinning.
Yeah.
Born to make you happy. Into Lucky, which is so,
now
that I'm thinking back, is really ironic choice.
It is. It's like, be careful what you wish for, little girl. Yeah.
Oh my God.
She also had, she tried to mirror that in Vegas for like the first 10 shows. They had that awful intro of a little girl.
Yes.
That was supposed to be Britney, I think. And just like had all those little iconography like little things.
Michael Jackson hat.
Yeah. They got rid of that real quick.
Well, which I don't know why.
I don't know why, because, you know, there's
they just
so little,
a logo instead.
There's so little narrative to Piece of Me that almost
no
made
narrative.
It. Exactly. There are like chunks of the show that you're like, okay, this is that section. But that was like almost giving it a story. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, here she is now. But now it's just like, nah, fuck it. They just really want to see work, bitch.
I know. They really could have gone with something.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, in comparison to this.
When you think of, because that intro reminded me of, which I know you saw, Return of the Spice Girls tour.
Oh.
It reminded me
my fucking God.
Of that intro where the little girls like see themselves, like whatever. They open their boxes, like whatever. And it could have been something.
The company that did that tour did Christina Stripped, Back to Basics. They did Madonna. They did Confessions.
Oh, yeah.
Dream Within a Dream really did have some interesting visual moments here.
They did. They had some like MC Escher stairs. They had like weird surrealist art. It was a lot thrown at the audience.
Yes.
Favorite performances? I mean, it has to be my favorite of all time, and I think you'll agree, is the finale.
This is a great finale.
Arguably one of the best things she's done on TV aside from VMAs, which is Baby One More Time, Encore.
Yes.
Soaking
starts out
wet.
A huge water tower.
Giant rain waterfall.
With a hologram 3D Britney just standing there with a hat.
Just like a Barbie version.
It's kind of funny looking.
It is.
Actually.
Absolutely is. But you know what? 2001 technology.
Because there's no pose.
No.
So it's just kind of like a Barbie doll.
Yeah, very stiff.
Still iconic.
Stephanie. Yeah.
Shrinks down, and then the legend rises in the same outfit.
In her see-through Joanne hat.
Yeah.
and her like gold-plated boobs.
And wasn't that bra like millions of dollars?
Yes, it was super expensive. I remember that. I don't know why we knew that, but it's almost,
'cause it got auctioned off.
It got auctioned off, yeah. But it was like Swarovski crystals and gold shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
And jeans.
Very expensive. And the jeans.
Yeah. $10 million bra and jeans.
That's absolutely how she would do it. And it's legendary. And I was thinking as we watched through it, you don't, there's not a lot of choreography. She's skipping.
No, there's none.
Not until she gets on the platform. But when she's working the crowd, she's purely just joyfully skipping.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't matter because she looks good, is confident, is serving the song. And you forget that there's like not a lot of movement necessarily.
Right.
She is covering a lot of ground, but she's not doing anything.
I feel like in a lot of her show, I mean, obviously she is an incredible dancer, but
yeah,
in a lot of her tours and stuff, she didn't always like move.
No.
I mean, a lot of it was about the production.
Yeah.
So it was like she's soaking wet. She's in this $1 million bra and it's like this wow factor.
I mean, even Slave VMAs, like besides nailing the choreo for the chorus, like she is like strutting a lot,
mm-hmm,
and it's just perfect, but it's not necessarily, she's hitting the marks. So then she gets on a platform that rises to the sky with her dancers and quite fearlessly thrashes very hard in the rain.
Oh yeah. They're all completely soaking wet.
So wet.
On a metal platform, probably 2 or 3 stories in the air.
Yeah.
None of them are wearing safety harnesses.
Nope.
They're
just skipping around.
Yeah. Just in sneaks. And
yeah,
even watching that back, I was kind of like, holy shit. Like, how do you not slip? Like, there's a lot of artists now that if it rains, they cancel their shows because they can't even stand on the actual floor of the stage.
Granted, she did do that with the last date of
Dream
of a Dream. Lightning's
a little different when you're outdoors.
But I will agree. And also, none of them are like bracing themselves on the railing, which is crazy to me. Especially her. She's just like, whatever.
Yeah, Fearless Knee
rises.
Carry over into 2002.
She sure did. And then she has the dancers clip on her safety strap, and then they just thrust her.
Yeah, she just jumps off.
Yep.
And arcs back.
A perfect arch.
It's filmed so well.
It really is.
DVD.
Yes, there's a perfect moment as she lands, and she glides her hands up the safety things, and she looks so iconic there. And she does a little booty back shake thing, and she looks back and she laughs. Her hair is fucking soaking wet.
Soaked. They're drenched.
Shower, Becky G style. And
honestly, 2 birds, 1 stone.
And that's that. And yeah, she did that. She did that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best part of Dream Within a Dream for me. That's the cherry on top. That's the piece de resistance.
Yes, it's definitely the I would say the highlight of it. But we also did get Slave for You.
Yes.
The end of it when she climbs up the pole and arcs back. That was her Madame Tussauds moment.
Yes.
That was
that's
the
right.
Wax figure knee.
Immortalized. So iconic. They put it in wax.
In Vegas, I think.
In Vegas.
I remember I have pictures of myself.
Oh, with it?
Posing with it.
Oh.
And it was breathing, so like the chest would go up and down.
No.
That was like their new feature. It was like a breathing Britney.
Oh.
And it was literally based off of Dream Within a Dream tour.
Wow.
So when she arcs back, you see her just kind of breathing, and they just literally made a breathing Britney
that
Slave for You.
Makes
I don't know if it's still there.
But yeah, I definitely remember that figure. She's got a few. She also has a 2008 comeback VMAs one that is something
special.
Something special.
Yeah.
See you in 2008. Yeah, that moment is great. Also, Lonely is a personal favorite. We just rewatched that, her duel against her digital self. Very high tech at the time.
Yep.
But especially the end when she fights the dancers, when she's punching them, pyro comes out of their bodies.
I love it.
That's very cool.
They really just, I mean, even if you look at the dancers, I feel like on this whole era, like 2001 and 2002, just the investment of time and money and resources into every performance, you're going to get stuck in a YouTube hole when you pause this and start watching.
Yeah,
and
watch
you're
gonna, Dream Within a Dream Tour.
Yeah, and just continue watching everything from this era. It's all just so well. They're all productions.
It's like the peak of pop production value. Mm-hmm. I don't think, you know, I think like Gaga's Monster Ball like had its moments as far as like over the topness, but I don't think anything since has been so gigantic.
Yeah, this is a
in
huge
production. I don't know.
Stage.
I'm biased. Yeah. I mean, Katie definitely brings her props. She's got huge things. But you know what I mean? It's just, certainly for the time, it was a huge, huge production.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, carrying on with Dream Within a Dream, it was also featured in Stages, the book/DVD, which is a very interesting, something more personal collection.
I have to admit, I didn't watch Stages until years later.
Stages.
yeah,
of fandom. Yes.
I don't know.
Well, it wasn't really like a thing. It was like popularized like the HBO special, I don't right. think.
And it was, when I remember when I watched it, I was like, oh, this is definitely like a more personal side of her. And yeah. so maybe they just didn't want to, because up till now, we didn't really get
yeah.
a lot of personal Britney.
Yeah, it was her first For the Record moment. It's a lot of quiet time, mm-hmm. like watching her like studiously sit there and like get her makeup done or like check magazines and like be like giddy with her dancers. It's really interesting to see this side of her at her peak, per se. One of my favorite moments is when she's getting ready for the first night and she puts on the boombox and it's Paula Cole's Feeling Love. And she's just like humming along and the makeup artist is doing it and she's singing along and she's like, it's my favorite song in the world. I think that's like one of my favorite moments of her just being in the zone, if you will, just like prepping for the show and being happy and excited. And she's like talking about boys and she, as she always does, and sex with the other dancers. Like she's mm-hmm. talking about like some magazine thing. Yeah, she's like really happy that this is over and she's really excited about the show. She goes out and they're like, how many people? And they're like 50,000. And damn. She's like checking it all out. She's super excited. She's like, I'm going to give him my haul tonight.
And she sure did.
She sure did. But the final night, they get rained out. Well, lightninged out.
Yeah.
And it just sort of ends on this very ominous note because
it's a very weird
it's
ending.
It's an abrupt ending. It just ending. Stops. Yep. It's just like, sorry. It's very femme fatale interview where it's like, yeah, I'll do this gotta in go. 15 years or not. Yeah. yeah. Super
I
weird.
I never understood that.
Me either.
Because then they didn't really address the whole backlash.
They didn't. And an amazing moment that is not captured in this, her visit to Mexico. I don't even know if you know this because it's not really like a U.S. thing so much. When she was there, when she got there, the press was so crazy for her.
Mm-hmm.
She flipped off the media as she was in the car and it became known as La Britney Señal, the Britney signal. And it's literally famous that phrase is the Britney Señal, like the Britney signal for when you flip someone the middle finger.
Oh my God.
So like to this date, her like impact. Literally her impact, like, so they were asking her about that, like, during the press conference. But even Maluma posted a middle finger picture, like, 2 months ago. And one of the headlines from the press was, like, Maluma gives the Britney señal.
Really?
Yes. Like, it's that famous.
Wow.
She really did that. What she pissed them off.
Impactful legend.
Yeah. So, now, whenever you flip someone off, it's La Britney señal.
And she sure keeps giving that Britney
she
signal,
sure does.
Even through
she
a piece of me.
You know, like with Mariah and her like acronyms for the lambs for Britney, it's a middle finger is like her mm-hmm. way of showing
in the middle
love.
of a performance.
Yeah, like during Womanizer or whichever during Vegas when she just decides she's had enough, she'll mm-hmm. just give you a finger and that's her way of showing affection.
Mm-hmm.
but yeah, so she had quite a visit there. The media was also like super invasive and asked her tons of questions about her personal life.
Oh yeah, this is where it really kind of got.
Yeah, and asked her to like stand up and turn around and like all this stuff, and she was getting like sassy and being yeah. like, "You can see it when I leave."
This I felt like in terms of media, this is where the year mm-hmm. took a turn.
Mm-hmm. And she was just tired. She was just wanted a break. She said, "I was doing this since I was 8 or 9." You know, in the beginning of yeah. the special, I think she was just like, been doing this a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
Can't I don't wait blame to her take too. A break.
Because I mean, the 2001 was insane.
Mm-hmm.
This year was insane. We had Dream Within a Dream. And yeah. then we also, in 2002, it was the first time we saw Actress Knee.
Yes.
Which there was a lot of in Dream Within a Dream tour in these yes. like, they weren't interludes. Even really interludes. They were almost just skits.
They were skits.
Yeah.
And she did do some skits during Onyx as well.
Yes.
And Circus.
Yeah.
And Femme Fatale.
Circus was more like music videos, I felt like. Like they yes. were all, and then, but this one was full on. They
acting.
Like, she's in them with all the dancers.
Pretending
and
to be
all
in a band.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. I love that one.
She's so silly. So silly.
And the anticipating one.
Yes.
Is so cute. This is the first Actress Knee we got.
It's true. And we would get it multiple times throughout the year.
Mm-hmm. Most notably with a movie called Crossroads.
Crossroads, Shonda Rhimes' finest work. She's gone downhill since, but this was the peak of her career.
You're getting scalped for that
one. Getting scalped and canceled. Yeah, this was Shonda Rhimes' directorial debut, I believe, and it featured Zoe Saldana, Taryn Manning, and most notably, Kim Cattrall.
Yes, the mom.
Who played Lucy's mother. Lucy, of course, being Brittany's character.
So her first and obviously most notable actress-y moment is her movie Crossroads. And on this promotional tour, because there's a ton of interviews and stuff on YouTube, and you can see her like talking about the movie and Justin and her character and blah, blah, blah. But this year she scored a huge interview, a one-on-one with the legend, legends only, Oprah Winfrey.
Oprah interview.
Mm-hmm. And this one, I remember they had really good, this was like a full hour long monologue.
Oh,
like,
I thought you were going to talk about the camera work because it was very like RuPaul's season one. It was very glowy.
It was.
In moments.
It was very glowy. But it also had these like really dramatic, not monologues, montages.
It did.
Of like
the life and times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this was the moment where she got to address some tough issues.
Yeah.
Or some of the media's fixations, if you will, including her virginity, which was the main topic of discussion ever since her debut.
Yeah. And she said she regretted ever talking about it.
Yeah.
And then Oprah jumped to her defense, which I thought was pretty amazing. She said something along the lines of, you don't have to let anyone know
right
what your decision is. If you change your mind, it's up to you and you alone. And she really defended her.
So worldly. Mm-hmm. Such an icon.
It's in full on YouTube if you want to see the whole thing.
If you'd like to see the full thing, pause this podcast.
Yeah. And then also I remember she got very coy about the snake. Oprah's like, so what does that mean? And she's like, I just want it to be like a jungle.
It's just like a snake. Yeah. It's like a circus.
Yeah, it literally was that. She was like, it's just like a jungle theme. Which, okay, to be fair,
yeah,
I really do believe. Like, I guess I kind of get the whole snake innuendo. But I also, in context, mm-hmm. I really don't think it meant anything. I thought it was just
yeah,
shock factor. Of having a live animal mm-hmm. on your body. And yeah. Obviously, what else are you going to hold? Like a freaking like chimpanzee? And like that's
oh,
not...
that would have been so cute.
No, but no. Like, oh, here's my manta ray. I'm going to swim out on one. Like, what else is in the jungle? That's not, they're not in jungles.
Manta rays are in the jungle. Kyle's been to many jungles in his life.
Whatever. I was thinking of Spice Girls, which is like, I don't even know about manta rays. Like, what's she going to come out covered in frogs?
She had no choice but to come out with a giant albino snake, and that's that. That's right. It.
Just... There's no other animals that live in the jungle.
No, there's not.
Oh, here's Britney Spears coming out with tarantulas in her titties. Like, chic. How fierce.
That was the first idea.
Ew.
They died just like the butterflies.
Yeah, here's a venomous parrot just clawing on my shoulder.
It was the most aesthetically appealing jungle animal that could have been put on her shoulder.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Also, people are trash, so maybe it was supposed to be suggestive. I don't know.
No.
It didn't seem very...
Since
like,
when did people ever use... people? No one uses the snake emoji to be suggestive. People use the eggplant emoji.
That's right.
So she
and
came
she
out
didn't
with like,
carry an eggplant.
A vine of eggplants. Canola Cabela is going to be doing that next week on the AMAs.
You heard it here first.
Anyway, but no, she was super coy about the whole snake thing, which I support and agree with.
And in later years would say that she fucking hated it.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a fucking snake.
It's a snake on her shoulders.
You'd die.
She just did it and then promptly removed it.
Yeah, do you remember in Simple Life when they went to the zoo that one episode and either Paris or Nicole was like, I feel like Britney Spears is just not as sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, many have tried to recreate.
Yeah.
Few succeed.
No one will ever succeed.
No.
But also in this interview, Oprah not defends, but calls out publicly that Britney is very nice. And she makes a comment, which maybe I'll just insert it in right here.
Yeah.
And you know what people say about you, even my producers here, and we've had lots of people come through our studio. They say you are the nicest human being they have ever encountered.
Oh, really?
Yes. You know, all day, you know, the buzz on you, because we have had, you know, celebrities come through here and, you know, phone ahead of time to tell us what temperature their water should be.
No.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. Really.
Okay.
And how many towels and what kind of towels and how many thread count in the towels. But today, the word on you was, she is so nice.
Well, good. Yay.
Harpo Network, do not sue us.
Yeah. Own Network. Own. Do not own me with a cease and desist. But anyway, this is a theme that we hear numerous times throughout her career, from fans to legends to everyone. Everyone says that she's so sweet and so nice.
Yep. She's our humble legend.
Does she have any bad stories? None. No. No one's ever had any bad things to say about her.
Not one person.
No. I think the only negative thing anyone's ever said is that she looked like she was checked out. But like, who hasn't had a day where they're checked
People
out?
People have
I'm
only
checked
had...
out right now. It... Why am I
Kyle's
here?
Laying down, if you can't see him right now, but
shattered on the broken floor.
He's wearing sunglasses and sipping a Dunkin'. Just rambling.
It's 4 a.m. We've been filming for 18 years.
Yeah, no one has ever said anything less than positive things about, especially about her work ethic. Everyone says she's quite a professional.
No, and I remember Kim Cattrall called in to this and was like, I just, whatever she says.
Oh, yeah, her video message.
Yeah, and then Britney cried.
Yeah.
And they like cut to commercial.
Yeah.
Which, legends only, again.
So sweet, yeah. Sex in the City 3. Will it happen?
But anyway. Anywho. So, she's on Oprah. It's iconic. We talk about legends only and just legends only. She got a one-on-one with Oprah.
Yeah, we need that again.
Yeah.
We need a Lindsay Oprah moment with Britney.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Vitamins. Vitamins.
Only 5 to 10 times. 10 to 15 times.
Yeah. But then she's obviously on here to promote Crossroads.
Right.
Which is the big actress moment for her.
This is her one and only big screen
debut.
Hello.
Hello. Have you subscribed yet? Wake up, bitch. Did you fall asleep? Since my voice is so soothing, you may have fallen asleep listening to the podcast. I've been told that my voice is just so relaxing to listen to.
Thank you for tuning
like
in to
nasal or anything.
ASMR by T. Kyle.
Yeah. What did someone call me? Someone called me, vocal fry.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I was like, okay.
Well, don't let anyone stop you from your ASMR dreams.
Yeah. I'm like, did someone say fry? Keep eating.
Keep eating.
Yes. Keep eating.
And
also,
subscribing.
And subscribe.
Yeah.
You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts. You can also follow us on Spotify. We're basically artists.
We're basically storming the charts.
Yeah. We're queens of pop.
Queens of pop. And
more streams than Heidi Montag.
Oh my God. If we get more streams, can you imagine if we outsell
stream now on Spotify
and we're like tweeting at Pop Crave and we're like, T. Kyle and Bradley outsold.
Yeah. At chart data.
Who?
New posting number 4,084.
Oh my God. I can't believe we're coming for Halsey.
anyway,
the bubbling under chart.
Before they unsubscribe.
Yeah.
Let's just get back to what we were discussing before.
Oh, right. When did you see Crossroads?
Okay, so I have a confession.
Oh, no.
To make here. I refused to go see Crossroads, and I did not see it for probably a decade after it had been out.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Like, I'm talking probably college.
Wow.
So almost a decade.
Okay.
I feel like the first time I saw it was in college.
Wow.
And I think it was because it had gotten so, like, people had made fun of it so much. And I just didn't want to, like,
yeah.
And so I avoided it, I think, because I didn't want to see people making fun of her.
Yeah.
And I knew I would get, like, mad about it. Mm-hmm. So I just didn't go to see it in the theater. And then I just never,
yeah,
you know, because everything else, like, by this time, you know, things were getting crazy.
Yeah,
so,
they sure were.
But yeah, I do think it is a great movie.
Yeah, the first time I saw it, as you know, I was deep in repression mode. So I did not see it in the theaters. I was like hardcore denying my fandom at that time. I waited for it to hit the HBO/Showtime/Stars premiere whenever, whichever one got it first. I definitely saw it on the DirecTV at home. Also think it was a great movie.
Yeah. It was perfectly casted.
Perfectly casted.
I mean, not just her part, but everyone was casted so well.
Their chemistry as a friendship trio was undeniable. They served really good moments together, car tripping.
And Zoe has stanned ever since.
Yes.
And defended.
And Taryn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they both have.
Which I love. Because I felt like they were actually friends on set, and it just translated so well to their roles.
I think
as
so.
Friends. Yeah. And I just loved it.
I did too. And the opening scene with her dancing to Madonna really just was a lot for me. That kind of just encapsulated everything I love in one scene. Just her queening out.
Yeah. And she was playing herself in that moment too.
Totally.
It was very like Rolling Stone.
Yeah.
99. Mm-hmm. A moment I think that probably she has had.
Definitely.
In her actual bedroom.
Yes, absolutely.
As we all have.
Mm-hmm. And she also gets to kind of address the whole virginity thing that she was in real life dealing with. People questioning whether she lost it yet because she loses her virginity to Ben
in the movie
in a very like romantic way, which I think is interesting because we forget about it now because once it was over, but like the pressure / constant questioning of whether she was still a virgin at that time.
It was so weird.
Crazy.
I never understood it.
Me either.
I'm like, who cares? Press and media people probably then were probably trying to get that headline.
Yeah.
This is when this is when the papers were negative.
Yes.
So now I can kind of see.
And eventually Justin would use that as his headline. Mm-hmm.
It's true.
That he took it. But it did inspire every time. So, but more on that next year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Crossroads, we've decided, was great. Unjustly panned.
She got to do her own song.
She did.
In the movie.
And I Love Rock and Roll.
And also just fit perfectly.
It did. It's crazy how they wrote that song on the spot, but they did. Right at the piano. They just, he had a melody and she just,
she just knew all the words and happened to relate to it. Yeah, I mean, this is also, because last year we talked about Britney, the album, but then 2002 really was where the album lived through this entire year.
Yes.
And the movie and Not a Girl, Not Yet a Woman is part of the movie, and all the music videos for the most part came out in 2002.
Yeah.
Also, actress-y moment, Austin Powers, Gold member, a little cameo.
Oh, so
which
good.
Which is also in the Boys music
budget
video.
Cameo. Yes.
So this is the first time we got product placement-y.
Mm-hmm.
With,
yes, we did.
Austin Powers in the Boys music video, and then Britney in Austin Powers movie.
Yep. So we get the Austin Powers cameo.
Mm-hmm.
We get robot boob. What is it? Fembot.
Yes.
Yes.
It's very Fembot.
We get a Fembot, which was also like a plot in the movie itself.
Right.
I love how high budget it looks.
It's great.
And she's kind of, well, obviously making fun of herself in a way that, you know, the media was portraying her to be a Fembot.
Mm-hmm.
It's like fake perfect
boobs.
Fake boob.
Right.
Fake tit, fake square round tit, bitch. And that's what she did.
Mm-hmm. And the look in this scene is a serve.
The look is total serve. The hair
this year is probably my favorite.
Yes.
Of all time.
Yes.
Like the performance hair, music video hair, everything hair.
It's like sexed
just
up,
a
like
serve.
Pieces. It's just so good. Where it landed at every second was just perfection. Yeah, and Austin Powers, otherwise known as Mike Myers, was a great sport and played well with her. Did that commercial, Pepsi Twist.
Oh my God, Pepsi Twist commercial is so funny.
It needs to be revisited by stands.
I will revisit it because, first of all, it starts out with this gay that's like with a serving tray. And he's like, look, there's Britney Spears holding a Pepsi. I'm like, literally me.
Mr. Powers, look. There's Britney Spears drinking a Pepsi.
Oops, I did it again.
And then he says, he's like literally trying to rip her wig off. And he's like, why won't this wig come off?
It's me.
Why won't this wig come off?
Also me.
Very.
But even in this commercial, the look is a serve. Yeah. She loves to do like the hat with the straight hair mm-hmm. this year a lot.
She did. She did. I mean, she loves a fedora. She mm-hmm. loves, yeah.
A tight pant.
A tight pant.
With like a crop top.
Fedora. Straight
with
hair.
Perfect hair. Yes.
Yeah. Ugh, the silhouette of 2002.
Mm-hmm.
Perfection. So we got a lot of actress moments out of her. We also got Saturday Night Live.
We did.
We got
Barbie's Dream House.
Barbie's Dream House.
With the leg.
Yes. A comedic legend.
Mm-hmm. And she performed.
She did.
Not her first time on SNL, but another moment, host and musical guest.
Yeah, not everyone has that.
Nope, they don't.
What else do we have in 2002?
There really was a lot of promotion-y. Like
yeah.
I feel like this is the year she really branched out of just music. Like 2001, she obviously was, it was Pepsi,
mm-hmm.
but Pepsi was a song. Essentially,
yeah,
and a music video mm-hmm. commercial. And then this year she was doing all kinds of stuff, like the tour, the TV special, the movie, Austin Powers, and one of my personal favorite promotional moments on the PlayStation 2, Britney's Dance Beat, which I still to this day have never fully beaten the game, because at the end, have you ever played?
No, actually.
Wow, fake fan.
Fake fan.
So basically... So it starts out in this really good CGI. Like, this is a good CGI Britney.
Yeah.
And I remember reports that she wanted the boobs to be bigger and the waist smaller. And a really funny commercial where she's like, you want to play with me? And the CGI Britney comes out and just does this like little montage. And mm-hmm. it's a fake Britney voice.
Hey there, I'm Britney Spears. My world tour is starting soon, so I'm holding auditions around the country to find the best dancers. Let's see what you can do.
God.
Maya Marie's first job.
Yep.
And she's basically just like, are you ready to dance with me? And you just have to hit buttons to the songs.
Yeah. It's Dance Dance Revolution.
Yes, but easier.
Yeah.
Which is more embarrassing for me. And then after you get through all three songs that they have in it,
yeah,
you get to the end and then Britney pops out and you have to dance against her, but hers are perfect. So if you don't get everyone perfect, you don't unlock her. And I've never been able to beat it.
Oh my God.
Also, for those of you who played this game, there was a thing on this game where you would unlock, it was 360 tour cams of performances from Dream Within a Dream.
Right.
And you could go in and you could literally rotate, and it was her actual like live performance where they had put a 360 cam in the middle of like whatever.
Very ahead of its time.
This really was ahead of its time. But yeah, we really did get a lot of new Britney moments this year.
We did. And we got an alleged announcement of a hiatus.
Yes.
She was tired.
Yeah. This was, so this year started with the tour. Movie was like mid-year-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And then she did the VMAs in the summer.
Yes. And we got a VMAs moment, her non-performance.
A non-performance moment.
Which was still a slay in her dominatrix knee outfit.
This is one of my favorite VMA looks from her.
Definitely.
And I think it's because she, like in 2001, was so fit.
Yes.
And she wore this like really sexy leather biker knee mm-hmm. moment
mm-hmm.
with a hat.
Yep.
And did not perform, but she did the red carpet, Radio City, and she presented an award, which is debatably not actually an award.
Just like it's Michael Jackson Award for being Michael Jackson.
Right. So she came out and basically just said that she considers Michael Jackson to be the artist of the millennium. And then she wished him happy birthday. And he came out and thought it was an award for artist of the millennium. But like, And then everyone ran with like, the headline was like, Michael Jackson thought he won an award. Mm-hmm. And I was like, but why else would he come out and thank people?
Yeah. Well,
unless Britney messed up the prompter.
Maybe, but I think he won that. I think it was an award.
Yeah.
We're going to say it's an award. Who else would win it?
And another note here, Legends Only again.
Legends on Legends, holding hands.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was another performance to promote Crossroads, which you actually just queued up that you enjoyed. The
Oh, yes, Not a Girl. She did Not a Girl at the AMAs.
Yes.
Sang live.
Live vocals.
Again, a very interesting look. This is like a tight dress.
Yeah.
The look served.
Yeah, like the flowing tan dress look, giving you vocals if you want them. Versatile legend.
This year was really all the music videos were this year, which we kind of went into them a lot last year.
Yes, we did.
But they didn't really happen until 2002. So like Boys, Not a Girl.
Yep. So beginning with Not a Girl in February 2002,
mm-hmm.
Rock and Roll May 2002, Anticipating in June.
Yes.
And Boys in July.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And all of them were tied to things.
Yes.
She was raking in the bucks.
Yeah, these everything really was like SponCon.
SponCon-y.
Mm-hmm. I think she also did, and I don't know if it was this year, I think it was, but it was the Victory Right Now.
Oh, yeah. I think that was even...
I will be the champion. This is where we belong. Wasn't that this year? I don't even know.
Let's see. Right Now.
There were so many. Like, this is when, yeah.
That was, no, it was 2001.
Oh, see, these 2 years blend.
They're a Pepsi blender of promotion goodness.
Pepsi twist.
Right Now, Taste the Victory is great. Taste of Pepsi is great. All the Pepsi bops were great. And we forgot I've Got the Urge to Herbal.
Oh my. I have not thought or heard that in so long.
Yes. Yes.
Can we play it?
We sure can. So I've Got the Urge to Herbal actually.
Oh my God.
Came, I believe, in 2000. Even.
I feel like I had this MP3 and I used to play it on my iPod.
For sure. It was playing on my Zune. They don't make them like that anymore.
Cured dandruff and invented conditioner.
Ended dandruff. Ended haters. Ended dandruff. Yeah, she made a song for the shampoo that gives you an orgasm in the shower.
Oh my God.
Yeah, she was a SponCon queen at this time.
Yeah.
She was the ultimate brandable bae.
Know what else I've just thought of, which I don't know if it was this year or if it was in 2001 and we missed it again.
Uh-huh.
Because these two just blend together completely. MTV Diary.
Oh, yeah.
Because it follows all of this. And I can't remember if it came out at the end of 2001 or if it, I don't, you know, it's just all a blur.
Everything is still a blur.
I thought it was this year, but I think it may have actually been... 01, because I remember she was rehearsing for the VMAs.
It was 01.
Oh.
It was.
This was a great diary series.
It was.
With Britney.
It still didn't give us what stages started to give us.
No.
Which was,
this was still like fun.
Yeah,
was,
yeah.
You know, tied into the VMAs and everything. You know, the Britney album.
It did give us You Think You Know, But You Have No Idea.
That is true.
Which is so important.
Mm-hmm. This is the MTV Diary where she's in Central Park, right? Oh, wait, no, that was the In the Zone special. These are all such a blur together.
Yeah,
2001, 2002, 2003. There was so much.
Forgive us
that
for
was
not
going.
Being in perfect chronological order.
But it isn't. I would say this time period is all an era.
Yes, of course.
Typically grouped together.
Yes. She was rapidly becoming a woman.
Yeah.
But not yet.
Not yet. But yeah, I mean, this is, I would say this was maybe her prime.
Yes. I think that this is what is generally assumed to be her prime.
Yes. There are future years that are, in terms of Britney,
as Britney fans, yes.
Like, more epic.
Yes.
In my opinion. But I would say as a, you know, zoom out a little bit. In broader strokes.
If you can, remove your Stan goggles.
Yes.
Take a look around at the world, you see.
Mm-hmm. In broader strokes of the world and Earth.
Yeah.
2001 through 2003
yep.
are Britney Spears' prime years. We got promo, commercials, tour, DVD, albums, like everything.
She was taking over the entire globe. With that comes immense backlash.
Yes. This is where, I mean, she was already getting backlash and always.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt like the end of this year was when things kind of, the crack kind of happened.
Yes.
Like the signs were always there. Like, you know, she was annoyed with the media and whatever.
Right.
And she kind of cracked a little bit. Like she famously announced that she was taking 6 months off.
Liar.
Which
MP3.
Liar. Yeah.
Liar. She wrote that during the hiatus.
Yeah. Because the break didn't happen. She immediately started writing and working on In the Zone,
mm-hmm.
which is going to be next year. And
see you there.
Yeah. And broke up with Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, just in her spare time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which we will get into in depth specifically when we talk about Every Time, because that is such an important part.
Was Cry Me a River in 2002?
It was.
It was, yeah. So I felt like that was at the end of the year where the crack kind of happened.
So Cry Me a River was released in November of 2002, and that really informed a lot of what In the Zone became, in my opinion. It was both a clapback and an empowerment album, and she was being dragged through the media.
Mm-hmm.
He famously came out on a radio interview to confirm that he like took her virginity, or like laughingly like agreed or accepted that it was true.
Mm-hmm.
And she
and then
was
had
heartbroken
the look-alike in the video, which had was 100%. I mean, the hat, the hair, like we said before. This lookalike, though, she was serving a look.
She was serving a look. Mm-hmm. Like, not mad at the lookalike. Nope. Would have stanned her. It might have been Willa Ford.
Oh, my God. What is she? Right. It was Willa Ford. We're going to start that rumor now.
I can't believe
Willa Ford these days.
The lookalike from Cry Me a River.
Interview with the lookalike from Cry Me a River.
The lookalike. Now she works at Joanne Trattoria.
She's the rat.
Bye.
Oh my God.
We're going to be canceled by the little monsters.
Who?
I've already been down that road.
Oh my God. Yeah, but we've covered, I think, most of the year.
I think so. Yeah. This is, it's a solid year of an immense global tour, an acting debut, and
her best
SponCon
DVD.
And her best DVD. Emmy Award, Creative Emmy Award winning.
Oh, yes. It did win a Primetime Creative Emmy Award for cinematography or something like that. It won a couple, I think.
Yeah.
Rightfully deserved.
So take that, part of me, DVD.
Speaking of, before we close this out and go into the next year, I just got a visual memory of a moment where I got in trouble in school. Oh my God. This is all just literally swarming back to me right now.
Oh my God.
Someone probably has this VHS. So in school, we had to do a music video project.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to like record ourselves like doing a music video. And I remember I made my group do a Britney. We did Slave for You and we did Pink Get This Party Started.
Oh my God.
And I have this, oh my God. I brought this DVD over, the Dream Within a Dream DVD, and made everyone watch it, and I got in trouble. The mom was furious. Like, she did not want her daughter watching this video, and she came in and she was like, I just don't think this is really appropriate for us to be. I remember, like, I'm literally getting visual of this woman, like, being so furious, but, like, not wanting to, like, yell at me because I'm obviously wasn't her kid.
Yeah.
But here I come, I'm like, girls, we're gonna do this.
We're gonna watch this.
We had like scarves and
you're
glitter,
like,
and I'm
all
like,
the little girl from Mean Girls, just like gyrating with Britney.
I 1,000% am that little girl and that mom being like, "All right, girls," and we had
doing
like,
amazing, sweeties.
And we tied scarves to her wrists.
Oh my God! Of course,
the shit like tied to her wrist. Oh yeah. My God, that is on a VHS somewhere.
Wow.
Well, can't for that. Wait for that to get leaked one day.
That'll definitely leak.
I probably served though.
I'm sure you did. Mm-hmm. I forgot one of my memories of Britney, because that Britney era album was the only one I didn't buy like at the time. Like, mm-hmm. you know, like I had gotten everyone as it had come out, but I was so at the peak of my repression at that time that I didn't buy it even. And I very vividly remember I had to do a school project where you present like what album you like represents you at that moment.
Oh my God.
And I fucking presented Nickelback. Blink-182.
You don't, honestly, not a bad choice.
Not a bad choice, but like I was lying. I was right. A poser. I was
fake fan.
A fake fan. I was completely, because 2001 meant that I was 12 to 13. Mm-hmm. And at that time, yeah, it was a no-go. It was just me and my live journal.
Wow.
So, yeah. Yeah, I talked about, what was the album? Take Off Your Pants and Jacket.
Oh, my God.
God, I'm such a fake.
So mask.
Yeah. So anyway, but as we roll into 2003, the gay explosion is about to happen.
It really does. I came out the summer of 2002.
Neat. I came out... 2003.
Oh, wait, no. Yeah, it was 2003.
Yeah.
Same.
We literally heard Me Against the Music premiere on radio, and we were like, oh, yeah, we're gay.
Gotta tell you something.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Yeah.
Graduates eighth grade and becomes gay.
Ugh. Yes.
Drinks Pepsi Twist once. That's not Britney. That's a man, baby.
All right. Well,
that so. That sums it up. For
yeah.
This year, I think.
So, we have a knee. What's our knee?
Yes, we need to.
What's the knee, honey? What's the knee?
I had one word for this year, but I think I'm going to save that for next year.
Okay.
2002, I am going to say busy knee.
Busy. Very similar to mine.
Okay.
Overworked knee.
Okay, yeah. It's yeah. Yes.
Too much. Overexposure knee.
Right. I was going to say, non-stop knee.
Non-stop knee. Can't stop, won't stop knee.
But also, yeah. Like, I was also thinking resilient knee a little bit, because while she was, I do think, overworked,
yeah,
she did have the elements of fearless knee that she had from 2001.
She sure did.
So she really did power through this whole year. It wasn't, the cracks didn't happen, I think, until the end with the breakup that really kind of, that was like the wall that she hit.
Yeah.
But she really did power through the year, and
it's true.
And really did slay this year.
Amen.
And then the crack happens, and
things get real interesting.
Things are just building up to take a turn.
Yeah.
And then they really take a turn.
And,
when it really gets interesting.
Sure.
Like
does.
I'm getting excited just thinking about it.
Me too.
Like, this is the part of Power Hour where it starts to like get good.
Something's up. Something's in the air.
Mm-hmm. And we'll see you next year.
Yeah, we'll see you in 2003. Guess what happens? We come out.
Guess what? We're gay.
We're gay.
See you soon.
See you soon.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.